Climate expert Bjorn Lomborg decries weather porn from alarmists. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 25, 2024. Danish climate expert Bjorn Lomborg has denounced the weather porn peddled by climate alarmists, insisting facts tell a different story. Lomborg, who runs the Copenhagen Consensus Center, notes in his latest newsletter that yearly deaths from weather-related events have been dropping consistently and are now at an all-time low. Climate alarmists are annoyed that global climate-related disaster deaths have declined dramatically, Lomborg observed in a recent social media post, and so they have learned how to cherry-pick deaths to look like they're increasing. Just remove the top 50 most deadly mega-disasters and rig the scales. Related, Sacre Bleu. Climate protesters hurl soup at Mona Lisa. Insisting that he is not a climate change denier, Lomborg advocates the use of cost-benefit analyses for determining the best political and social response to global warming. Draconian net-zero climate policies are prohibitively costly, he writes in a recent op-ed for the Wall Street Journal. And the latest peer-reviewed climate economic research shows the total cost will average $27 trillion each year across the century, reaching $60 trillion a year in 2100. Net zero is more than seven times as costly as the climate problem it tries to address, he adds. By setting a goal of a net zero emissions economy without considering the costs, the Biden administration conflates climate science and climate policy, he writes. When politicians tell us we must follow the science toward extreme climate policies, they are really trying to shut down the discussion of enormous, unsustainable costs, he argues. We shouldn't let them. Related, Iowa countdown. Climate protester tackled after crashing DeSantis event. Climate change is not the imminent existential crisis of which the media and activist politicians breathlessly warn, he contends, and the United Nations panel of climate scientists hasn't been able to document evidence of worsening extreme weather events. On the contrary, climate-related deaths from droughts, storms, floods, and fires have declined by more than 97% over the last century, from nearly 500,000 annually to fewer than 15,000 in the 2020s. More people die in traffic accidents in an average week, he observes. Follow at Williams Rome.